time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
There will come a time in your life when you need help. You run to the people that are very close to you, expecting their help. But unfortunately, the very same people who you thought would be there for you are not. You are left alone as your friends and the people you thought will be there aren't. This may cause you to feel pain, even to feel a sense of betrayal. Such an incident happened to the Apostle Paul during his first defense. No one stood with him. They all forsook him. Only the Lord was faithful to him. 2 Timothy 4:16. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and forever. Amen. This passage clearly confirms what we find in the Word of God in Jeremiah 17, verse 5 to 6, which says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord, for he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited." The truth about human nature is that people tend to celebrate you more when things are going well in your life. That's just how humans are. People tend to love you more when you do exactly what they want you to do. You can't trust human love the way you can trust the love of God. You can't trust the love of a person the way you can trust the love of God. If the truth be told, people fall in and out of love on a daily basis. People go down the aisle and say vows to one another, for better and for worse, in sickness and in health. And fast forward 4 years, they walk out on one another. Some people just don't honor their promises, but there is one who will always come through on his promises. One who will never let you down. You have a Savior in Jesus Christ who knows all your bad habits, who knows all your drawbacks, who knows all your negative tendencies. You have a Savior who knows every sin you have ever committed and every sin you will commit. You have a Savior who knows every lie you have ever told, who knows every lie that you will ever tell. And yet, he still came down to this earth to give his life for you. Jesus is the only love you can truly, truly trust. I've seen business partners turn their backs on one another. I've seen family members turn their backs on one another. The love and trust of people comes and goes, so much so that in our generation, people want prenuptial agreements before they get married. They enter into marriages with an exit plan just in case something doesn't go to plan. You can't put your trust in people the way you can trust God. And that is what I've come to understand in life. The comparison of the person who
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
who puts their trust in the Lord is seen in the next passage, Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. There is hope when we put our trust in the Lord, as the Lord remains faithful to his promises, even during our tough times. Did you see what the end of the verse says? But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit, even in tough times. For those people who trust in the Lord, they will not be anxious during tough times. You see, we spend so much time watering and building our friendships with people who will only be there for us for so long. When you're going through tough times, people will only be with you for so long. People will only put up with you for so long. But bless God, you have a Savior who tells you, cast your care upon him, for he careth for you. Spend your time building and watering your relationship with Jesus. This is what you need. You don't need another best friend. You need Jesus. And once you begin to develop your relationship with Jesus, you will experience what the Apostle Paul experienced. You see, Apostle Paul was not always called Paul. He was known as Saul of Tarsus. His job was literally to persecute Christians. He was not a friend of God. He directly went after Christians to persecute them, until one fateful night, as he was riding his horse on the road to Damascus, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined a light round about him from heaven. And we see in Acts chapter 9, verse 4 to 5, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? He asked the question, but he answered it at the same time. Because when you meet Jesus, you will know who he is. And the Lord said to him, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And he had a head-on collision with the Lord Jesus Christ, and his life was never the same again. Now you may ask, why did God go after Saul of Tarsus, a man who hated God's own disciples? Because I don't think there is any one of us who has done or did anything worse than what Saul of Tarsus did. What God is trying to say to us is that if he can transform Saul of Tarsus, who was regarded the lowest of the low, and stand by him, then he can transform us and stand by us. You see, Saul was rejected by the Pharisees when he became a Christian, and in some Christian circles, he was never fully accepted because of his past. But what we see is a wonderful truth. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, at my defense, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding this, the Lord stood with me. When no one stood with him, God stood with him. I don't care what you've done in the past, God can still use you, and God will stand by you. A man who persecuted Christians at the start of his life was transformed from Saul of Tarsus to the Apostle Paul, who then went on to write 2/3 of the New Testament. Your past does not have to have you in handcuffs. God can still use you, and God will stand by you, even when others don't. This is what St. Paul the Apostle found out. And that is what I want to tell you today. God will stand by you. You are not alone. God is standing with you if you put your trust in him. When you are overwhelmed by the pain of life and you have to wipe your own tears off your face because there is no one else there to do it for you. When people who are supposed to be there for you have left you. When people who are supposed to have your back don't. You must remember that you'll be just fine because the Lord is standing with you. He will stand with you, just as he did for Apostle Paul when he was alone, forgotten, and left out. But Jesus stood with him. This is a truth that we see all across the Bible. This is a truth that we see sprinkled across the pages of this book. That God will stand by you. That God will stick with you. We see it right through from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Isaiah 42 verse 10 to 13. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will uphold you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Notice how personal this verse is. God is saying, I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. I will help you. There is a personal accountability that God has for us. And this is what Apostle Paul says. He didn't say an angel stood with him. He didn't say one of his Christian brothers stood with him. But he said, the Lord stood with me. The Lord stood with me. Now today, I don't care what you're going through. You need to have this etched in your mind. God can still use you regardless of your past. Even when the world has turned its back against you, God is with you and God is for you.